Say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
1-877 Cards for Kids. K-A-R-S Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 Cards for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations. Win the day with a Dunkin' deal. Get two egg and cheese wake up wrap sandwiches for $2. Made with tasty egg and melted cheese. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes, limited time offer.
8:05 now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we check back in with Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Marilyn, through Annapolis, the crash had been 50 near Rao Boulevard. Now a little bit of volume as you extend past there over near 424 Davisonville Road. Watch still for some slick conditions around the region. Crews continue to treat and retreat the surface. Wide open around the Capitol Beltway. Light volume for most this morning, but you still want to be cautious, especially bridges, ramps, and overpasses. Now for 270, started off with a crash near Urbana, southbound near Route 80. That had been cleared. Now it looks like we still have the volume past Urbana down toward 109. That seems to be about the slowest stretch. No problems to report on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. That looks good. George-Washington Parkway, quiet, and then around the airport's good. Good on the toll road as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wind and snow. More snow to the east where there are winter storm warnings for the district and surrounding counties. Winter weather advisory. Gusty winds in the snow this morning. 1 to maybe 3 inches. Then cloudy to partly cloudy this afternoon. Windy and cold, 28. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 23 in Springfield, 20 in Gaithersburg, 24 here in D.C. Traffic and weather sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Get full list of closings and delays this morning at WMAL.com. I'm Steve Burns on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
WMAL. All right, coming up in Mornings on the Mall, the House of Delegates in Virginia trying to settle out who the balance of power is going to today with a draw out of a hat. So John Whitbeck, the head of the Virginia GOP, will join us in a few minutes. And then Larry O'Connor joins us at 8:35 this morning. We're going to talk to him about Steve Bannon. He once worked with that guy. We'll find out what he thinks. It's 8:07 now on WMAL. I'm Vince Collins alongside Mary Walter.
Joining us now is Sarah Zaski. She is the author of Achtung Baby. She's an American mom. Talking about the German art of raising self-reliant children. Sarah, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I wanted to talk. I find this so interesting. You know, my dad is of German descent. He's a first generation American. I grew up speaking German. I've been in Germany a lot, so I totally understand the difference here. Here's what I see as the biggest difference. What you talk about in your book about how the Germans raise their children, a lot of it just seems to be old school. It's just how we were raised in the 70s, the 60s, the 70s, into the 80s, and then it all changed. Is that really what the core difference?
Very much so. And for some reason, it didn't change in Germany. I think they had a little bit more resistance to controlling kids' movements.
So right, what I get from this is that there's a lot of overprotection in America. For instance, in Germany, kids walk to school, which we all did as kids. Second grade, I was walking to school. But what we do now is I see parents drive their children to the bus stop to sit there and wait, or the bus stops at every home, and the parent literally walks the child out the front door, down the walk, and onto the school bus.
I saw the same thing when I came back to America. We lived less than a mile from our school in California. Lovely weather, suburban neighborhood that was completely safe. And my neighbors would get into their cars and drive their kids to the school and walk them in, not even drop them off. I think we've become a little paranoid because it's actually, crime is down from the time when we were kids. And yes. We were all running around free then. So our fears have become not realistic. And it would be nice if we could let go a little and let kids walk to school and walk to the park and play on the playground.
Now, Sarah, you lived in Germany for 6.5 years. The book details your experience of watching how Germans raise their children. How would you define sort of German parenting and how the children are raised?
Well, I think Germans very much emphasize preparation over prohibition. Here we'll say, no, you can't do that. There they'll say, okay, well, let me show you how. Let me walk you to school, show you the way. Let me show you how to cut food with knives or even light matches.
So the kids are much more self-reliant at a much earlier age, and that was one thing I noticed. I was probably one of my first trips. I was like 10 years old, and we were staying with my cousins, and my parents went out with my aunt and uncle, my cousins, and they left us all the kids home alone. They don't have babysitters. The 10-year-olds in charge try not to kill each other.
Yes, there's a lot more trust in children and belief that they're capable.
Yeah, I mean, you point out in the book, 4-year-olds learning how to make fires in Germany?
Yes. They have some fire workshops at Kita's where they're making little bonfires in the back and cooking some burst, some sausage.
Wait,
on it.
Workshops? What was that? They have fire workshops for 4-year-olds?
They have fire workshops at Kita's. Not every single one. Not every daycare center does that, but they are becoming more popular in Berlin and Brandenburg.
So this trend is actually increasing, this notion of self-reliance within Germany.
I think so, yeah. I mean, they had a safety trend in the past where you would forbid all these things too, but now the idea is that it's better to prepare them because if you prohibit, they might do it in secret.
Now,
and that's when it's dangerous.
Now, I imagine there's a lot of people who are listening to this who are thinking to themselves, well, yeah, I mean, I want to raise self-reliant children, and I'd like to take them more in that direction. Where do you see the trends in the United States? Do you see at any point that we kind of drift back from that snowflake thing and go back in the direction of self-reliance for our kids?
I think so. When I talk to a lot of parents, they want to do these things, but they're either still a little afraid or they're afraid of what other people will think about their parenting. But I think if we get come to a tipping point, then more people do it and more kids will be able to walk to school and play on their own.
What's a good starting point here in the U.S.? Start buying your son whittling kits or something?
Just giving your kids some simple tasks that you like to do when you were a kid on your own. And you can make yourself feel safer about it by, finding them a buddy to walk to school with, because that feels safer than one kid on their own.
Where are you on schoolyard fist fights?
Well, violence should always be stopped, I
okay,
think.
Okay. Just making sure. Just no idea. That's changed too, if you can believe it.
I think a lot of this is just allowing kids to be kids. You talk about how kindergarten and Kita, where Kita being preschool and then kindergarten, where it's not so much an emphasis on education as it is socialization and allowing kids to be kids, allowing them to play and learning social skills and how to interact with each other.
Yes, absolutely. And really, kids that age, that's what they really need to focus on to be school ready. So that they're able to concentrate when they're 6 and 7 and they've learned how to get along with others and learn some self-control.
I was struck in your book about the difference between American children and German children in terms of outdoor playtime. This notion, mm-hmm. because American children are spending a lot of time indoors increasingly year over year. What did you find?
Well, when I looked at just visually, I could see that German kids were outside more often. But when I looked at the statistics, they're still playing outside every day, 5 days a week, whereas American kids, the majority are indoors most of the day.
Wow.
And because parents don't want to allow their kids, I guess, to play outside for fear of them being abducted.
Yes.
Well, the book,
we have a very exaggerated fear there.
Yeah, the book is Achtung Baby, An American Mom on the German Art of Raising Self-Reliant Children. An interesting read. Sarah Zaski, thank you very much for joining us on Mornings on the Mall this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you. And, Mary, I think this is so cool and a good wake-up call, a good reminder that, sometimes it's like, going along with everyone else, what all the other little kids are doing, how all the other parents are raising their little kids, you know, sticking them in front of iPads, whatever it is. You know, maybe it's, you know, it's worth like getting outside, playing, scraping your knee every once in a while, like, figuring out how to like be a little bit more self-reliant.
Well, I do think she's right where it's a fear on the part of the parents. And also, look, at South Carolina, a mother let her 9-year-old nephew walk the 3-year-old to school a quarter of a mile. Mom was arrested because a 9-year-old was walking a 3-year-old. I reiterate, in second grade, 7, 8 years old, we were walking ourselves to school. And my parents were like, you know the way. Try not to be a moron.
Yeah, well, you were doing open carry at the time as well.
Yes,
you were carrying a sidearm.
But the idea of allowing kids to just play outside, how many home improvement shows do you see? And this drives me crazy. Well, I want to knock this wall down because I want a clear line from the kitchen into the playroom so I can keep an eye on the kids. My mother couldn't see the TV room from where the kids was. My mother would just hear something. She'd go, hey, knock it off. Whatever you're doing.
I mean, now now your monitors for your children is no longer just audio anymore. Now you get like high definition video to keep your eye on it. And then, you know, and then every so often you look at the monitor and you wonder if that movie Paranormal Activity is going to start taking place. Or the baby starts drifting up the side of the crib.
I get it, though. I think it's hard to let that happen, to allow your kids to be kids and get hurt and make mistakes. You want to shelter them. I get it. But I think maybe we need to step back a little bit.
I stand by what I said. Whittling kits. They're the coolest. Start carving up some pointy sticks. It's pretty fun to do. Coming up, John Whitbeck's going to join us. He's the Virginia GOP chairman. It's a very important day for the Virginia House of Delegates. They may draw a name out of a hat. If they do, we'll get a sense of what the balance of power is there. He'll have a breakdown for us and what it means for the Republican Party in the Commonwealth. That's ahead, 8:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. Around the area, we do have some slick conditions, obviously, with the weather that has come through here. 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown, still below speed. On 301 southbound near Brandywine Road, still watch for the crash cleanup along the left side. You'll get by. No problems to report really around the Beltway. And looking like most lanes have been cleared, open, no delays. 66, good ride here out of Gaines. Going up through to the Beltway, and especially watch on any of the exit ramps, please. We've had a number of accidents this morning. I could find those with the refreeze that's been the culprit. The L City, looks like they've reopened the right lane north on Interstate 95, where we've had the long-standing crash, but didn't cause much of a backup. But just to note, please, and as you travel across the bridges into town, 14th Street Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt, Key Bridge, all looking good. Southeast Southwest Freeway, no troubles. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today it's windy with some snow this morning. We're going to have, partly cloudy conditions through the afternoon, a high of 28 degrees, winds northwest at 25 to 35 miles per hour. Snow will accumulate from 1 to 3 inches as it comes down. The winds could get up to 40 miles per hour. Tonight it'll be clear and windy with a low of 11. Tomorrow, windy with lots of sunshine and a high of 22. Currently in the nation's capital is 24 degrees. The wind chill is at 8:16 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Springfield or Thursday in Gaithersburg. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Find out what's going to happen with that recount in Virginia. Will this ever be over? To discuss that with us, John Whitbeck, the chair of the Virginia GOP, will be joining us to discuss that. We have a recount court on Wednesday. Yesterday, denied a request to reconsider their decision to count that disputed ballot in the race. That ballot went for Republican David Yancey, which gave us a tie.
Right.
He had been ahead by 10 points. We did a recount on behalf of Democrat Shelley Simons because it was 10 points. I think that's reasonable to do a recount with 10 votes.
Yeah, sure, I'd say so. Okay, that qualifies.
So they do a recount. She comes out ahead by 1. So then he says, wait a minute. We need a recount. And they find a ballot. And there's been a picture of this ballot put out there. And I would love to know the owner of that ballot, right? Because the owner of that ballot should be hanging their head in shame because they marked off everything on that ballot.
Yeah.
All right, we're joined now by...
And made it a tie.
Yes, John Whitbeck, who is the chair of the Virginia GOP. John, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. So keep us up. Where are we now? We've got this recount request was denied by the recount court. So where do we go from here?
what it was the Democrat in the race had filed a motion to reconsider the ruling of the three-judge panel to count the ballot. And once that occurred, it cleared the way for the State Board of Elections to do the drawing. And in Virginia, when you have an actual tie at this level, you actually draw names out of a canister, and whoever's name you draw is the winner.
Okay, so now, that, but the loser has the right to challenge that, correct?
That's right. So the loser of the draw gets to ask for another recount, and we anticipate that both sides would do that if they lose. Now, Shelley Simons, the Democrat, tried to cut a deal yesterday or the day before, saying, hey, listen, just agree that whatever happens to the drawing of the canister, we do that, and that person will be the winner. And then when Yancey rejected that, the Republican rejected that, they went public and issued a press release recently saying, you know, it's a shame that Delegate Yancey won't just agree. Well, look, when they appeared to have lost and the law allowed for recount, they requested a recount. The law allows for a recount if we lose the draw, so we should request a recount.
Now, the effect of that, John, is that this will push past January 10th, when the legislature convenes the seating of whoever is going to win this race. And that means that Republicans will be able to name their speaker and all of their leadership in the House of Delegates, right?
That's right. And the Democrats made a tactical error in doing this. They delayed the draw from a few weeks ago in order to, you know, raise their challenges and whatnot. Had they not done that, the recount might have actually been done before the session started, and they wouldn't be in this position.
Now, what do you say to Democrats who, in the event that you've got a Democrat win this race, what do you say to Democrats who are going to say, this is unfair, that it's going to be split, we're going to have a split House of Delegates in Virginia, it's unfair that Republicans are going to get control of all of the leadership?
Well, I would direct them to their Democrat leadership who made the tactical error I just talked about. I mean, we would have had this all resolved. We would have known whether it would have been a power sharing or whether we would have been in the majority. Now, because of the Democrats' tactical error, this is where they're at. So, you know, they probably need to talk to Delegate Toscano, the minority leader, and see why he made this decision.
But also in 1998, the Democrats reelected a speaker on the opening day of the session without input from three GOP delegates whose victories hadn't been certified yet. So they weren't allowed to sit, and then the Democrats did it. So they can't really complain now because they set the precedent in 98.
Well, they shouldn't be, but they can and they will.
Right.
So we have no doubt that they're going to say this is unfair. They're going to claim, they'll probably claim that Republicans are a bunch of racist and sexist and all the other things they always call us. But hey, listen, we are following the law. We have always followed the law, and that's how this is going to play out. And if we lose the draw and lose a recount, then Shelley Simons will be the delegate. If not, Delegate Yancey will be reelected, and we certainly hope that's the case.
So whether or not it's Yancey or Simons here, by having control of the leadership in the House of Delegates, this means that Republicans will ultimately get to control the agenda, no?
Yeah, it does. But look, I mean, let's be real. I mean, with a 50-49 or 51-49 majority, Republicans are going to have an opportunity to really show the voters of Virginia that we can work with the other side, and I think should consider that. I mean, you know, the Democrats and Virginia voters just elected the most extreme 15 new members they've ever had. It's unreal what the bills that are being dropped in the legislature right now. But that doesn't mean there aren't several Democrats that are left over from the old guard that want to work with Republicans to actually do mainstream, you know, Virginia values legislation. And we think we can work with them in the next session. And the extreme 15, well, you know, they'll probably relegate it to, you know, dropping these bills that just are way outside the mainstream of Virginia politics.
All right. So now if we know it's probably going to be disputed and there'll be yet another recount. When is that settled?
Generally speaking, that's a piece of litigation. They appoint a three-judge panel, and once the three-judge panel is appointed, then the three-judge panel sets the court date based on the schedules of the lawyers, the schedule of the judges, and we don't know exactly who the panel will be. It probably will be the same panel, I would imagine. But that timeline is unknown. So basically, the session will start with a 50-49 Republican majority, and we'll go from there.
All right. Well, very interesting. And the fun thing about this is that I'm learning so much about the process. And I think a lot of people didn't know anything about the process. And interesting that it's literally going to be drawn out of a hat.
Hopefully we'll never have to use this knowledge again.
Well, you had to use it in the 90s. So every now and then it does come in handy. John Whitbeck, thank you so much for joining us and clearing this up for us today.
Thank you so much.
It is now 8:23 on WMAL.
Listen. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
And I'm thinking, there it is.
Love it.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Larry O'Connor here with Renters Warehouse, the rent-a-state company. These rental pros lease and manage over 20,000 residential homes in America and hundreds right here in D.C. Are you considering the four R's of rent-a-state this year? That's retirement, relocation, right-sizing, or achieving real wealth. If so, Renters Warehouse can help you triple the value of your home as an investment property through cash flow appreciation, equity, and new tax reform savings. They'll find and warranty long-term quality tenants to pay your mortgage in just a few weeks on average. They'll collect the rent, handle the maintenance calls, deal with paperwork, and manage your property 24/7 for one low flat monthly fee. Renters Warehouse makes renting easy, fast, worry-free, and profitable while you sit back and collect the checks. Visit renterswarehouse.com for a free home rental price appointment today, or call a rent-a-state advisor to help you with the real rental math at 202-897-2822.
Find out how much your home will rent for. RentersWarehouse.com.
825 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, heading out and about this morning. Remember that if there's snow and the icy conditions, take it slow, please. And that's what we have this morning. Around the Beltway, wide open, looking good. Maryland and Virginia with the lighter than normal volume, with a lot of cancellations this morning. Into the Brandywine area, we do have a jackknife tractor trailer on southbound 301, right as you come up toward Dyson Road. Only one lane will get you by, but you are getting through. On northbound 301 and then on 5, heading through Clinton, had some heavy volume, but that seems to be thinning out a bit due to the conditions that was keeping everyone below speed there. 270 still bunched up here as you come out of Frederick through Urbana and Hyattstown. That's the slowest thick of it there. 66, great ride out of Gainesville through to the Beltway and then continuing inside the Beltway without any troubles there. Metro Rail running on time, close to schedule, they say, without any problems, but it's Amtrak. Reminder, the Northeast Regional Service suspended between Washington, D.C. and Newport News, Norfolk, because of the weather. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Snow making it slick this morning. It will accumulate here 1 to 3 inches. Winter weather advisory in effect. Winter storm warnings east 1 to 3 inches for most of us. Then partly cloudy, windy, and cold. As we get into the afternoon, 28. Tonight, clearing, windy, 11. Suburbs, single digits. Very cold day tomorrow, 22. Gusty winds, lots of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
24 degrees in the nation's capital. Wind chill at 9 degrees right now, 826 on WMAL.
Great American moments have happened on the Mall.
Ask not what your country can...
The Great American Debate continues.
Get a load of this.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk with a special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing. Give the gift of health this holiday, a complete health and wellness assessment, including visits, diagnostics, screenings, and exams, all valued over $400 for just $125. Reach your goals of optimal health and wellness in 2018. Visit RoselleCare.com and click on Holiday Special to learn more and purchase. That's RoselleCare.com or call 703-698-7117.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend A Natural Approach to Knee and Hip Pain on Wednesday, January 10th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately. fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauve at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
All right, coming up, we got Larry O'Connor joining us. He's going to talk about Steve Bannon, Donald Trump. You know, Larry O'Connor of WMAL fame actually worked with Steve Bannon at one point, so he's well-positioned to give us some commentary on it. It's 8:30 now, though. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. Snowfall could be dramatically different depending on where you are. Just 1 to 2 inches in and around D.C. as the snow wraps up. Less to the west, but as you head east, things get dicey quickly. Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stajic breaks it down on Mornings on the Mall.
A very intense storm. 24 millibars in 24 hours is the criteria for a bomb. It almost looks like it's got an eye and almost looks like a hurricane. The good news for many of the East Coast cities, it'll move quickly. Still strong winds, blizzard conditions, eastern New England, eastern Long Island and parts of the Mid-Atlantic coast.
Could be more than 6 inches in southern Maryland and on the eastern shore. Airports in the area are up and running, however.
We are seeing several delays and cancellations, though, as the winter storm has had much more significant effects in other parts of the country, particularly in areas of the southeast and then moving into the northeast.
Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority spokesman Andrew Troll there. All schools in the D.C. region are closed today with one exception, Fauquier County, starting with a two-hour delay. President Trump's attorneys are sending cease and desist letters to Steve Bannon, claiming he violated a non-disclosure agreement when he spoke with author Michael Wolff. Bannon on Twitter today says his support for the president is unchanged after the White House called his statements in Wolff's book outrageous and false. And Democrats are trying to get their strategy together as a new federal funding deadline fast approaches. Inaction on a new plan for so-called Dreamers is leaving some liberal activists irate. Organizations like Move On are threatening primary challenges against Democrats up for re-election. Others threatening to block campaign cash. The latest funding bill keeps the government open through January 19th. Checking your money, the Dow opens today 24,923, the NASDAQ at 70.65. Sports Wizards open their new year with a win over the Knicks. College hoops, Virginia beating Virginia Tech, GW falls to Duquesne, George Mason beats UMass. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You hear that? You've got to listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best cardio machine on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? Bring home your own Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
At MGM National Harbor, we're making free money a reality with cold hard cash. Win up to $10,000 weekly in free play and a chance at the grand prize of $100,000 in cash. Just swipe your M Life Rewards card and you're in. Free to play every day for prizes and entries. MGM National Harbor. Daily play, daily win.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
GW Hospital had the technology that saved my heart and saved my life.
I couldn't ask for better care. I couldn't ask for a better experience.
I know that without GW Hospital, I wouldn't be alive.
Our patients can't imagine life without the care they received here. For life's defining moments, the George Washington University Hospital. Learn more at gwhospital.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
Have you ever been one of those unhappy customers that walked away thinking, if I ran that business, I know what I'd do? Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the law firm Cordell & Cordell. I felt that way years ago after my divorce, but I never did discard those ideas. And today, that vision forms the foundation of the firm that you know as Cordell & Cordell. And basically, that vision was a divorce firm dedicated to serving men with a client-centered focus on the things that clients value most, such as attorney preparation, regular client updates, and same-day return calls. And in turn, this result-focused operating system would be monitored by a client care representative. The result, a truly interactive link between our performance and your satisfaction.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
It's 3 p.m. School's out for America's kids. And when school's out, clubs are in. It's time to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
At 8:35 now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, we check traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, we go back to Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And keeping a close watch around the region, Steve, 66, seeing a lot of just the wet pavement here coming out of Gainesville and up through to the Beltway, pretty much up at speed and good through inside the Beltway to Falls Church and the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Any of those delays that we had 95 in Dale City due to the earlier crash just about cleared out. Now in Brandywine, do you have a jackknife tractor trailer? If you're heading southbound on 301 Crane Highway, right as you come up toward Dyson Road, one lane will get you by. Only one lane, but you can get through there. On 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown, very slow still, but beyond, again, seeing clear pavement heading down through to the belt. We really watch on the secondary roads, bridges, ramps, overpasses, with the refreeze throughout the entire day. In Columbia, southbound on 29 before you get to Route 32, watch for the crash, just a brief delay to get you by. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem, get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149, 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Big winter storm still coming up the coast, and the snow will continue this morning. Snow steady, but fairly light for the most part. 1 to 3 inches, winter weather advisory. Winter storm warnings east, so as you head east, there will be heavier snowfall. Day's high temperature 28 degrees with gusty winds. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 23 in Woodbridge, 22 in Hyattsville, 24 here in D.C. Traffic and weather sponsored by the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. I'm Steve Burns on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL. All right. This news day is so busy that we've opened the space-time continuum and compressed it into one moment. Larry O'Connor joins us now. He's a host of course, the Larry O'Connor Show from 3 to 6 p.m. right here on WMAL. And also, importantly now for us today, the former editor of Breitbart TV. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, Vince. Good morning, Mary. Thanks for, you know, fitting me in between the snow reports.
Yes.
Today from the WMAL Storm Center.
Well, we have a flurry of news, too, and we needed you here for that.
Well done.
This is what I deal with every day. Every day, Larry, you have no idea.
Yesterday, you had a situation where these quotes start coming out from this new Michael Wolff book, and in it, Steve Bannon apparently told Michael, or said in front of him, that Don Jr. may be guilty of treason and being unpatriotic patriotic by taking that meeting with Natalia Veselnitskaya of July of 2016. This, by the way, predates Bannon even joining the campaign in August of that year. And what subsequently happens is the president of the United States releases an extensive statement disowning Steve Bannon, saying that not only did he lose his job at the White House, but he lost his mind. I know you've been covering this and have a new piece up on the Washington Times about this morning. Tell us about your reaction to it.
Well, it's remarkable. You know, it's funny, in looking back at what unfolded yesterday afternoon, Vince and Mary, I realized that Steve Bannon did for the conservative media community what Hillary Clinton was unable to do on Election Day last year. He brought us all together. We all found ourselves facing off against one common enemy. It was Steve Bannon. It was remarkable. You know, as long as he has been at Breitbart, and all of my observations I'm giving you today, are from after I left the company. You know, Andrew hired me in 2009. He put me in charge of Breitbart TV in 2010. And I stayed with the company about a year or so after his death when Steve Bannon had taken over. I worked with him for about a year. But I don't really talk about that. You just look at what happened from 2013 on through today, and he ran the place, from my observation, on the outside looking in, with a scorched earth policy. He attempted to destroy so many other people and other websites in the conservative community. It was the opposite of what Andrew had done. Andrew tried to bring us all together for the common enemy of the Democrat media complex.
I mean, forget other publications. I mean, Andrew Breitbart engendered loyalty among the people he knew, and you're one of them. Do you find in any way that Steve Bannon was able to develop those types of relationships with just individuals, nevertheless other sites?
Quite the opposite. He targeted other sites. He targeted other people. He tried to destroy them. And so at a moment when he found himself on the wrong side of President Trump, even though half of these websites, you know, National Review, The Weekly Standard, Red State, half of Hot Air, and other sites are actually opposed to the Trump administration, at this moment yesterday, as soon as the president came out with that outstanding and just phenomenal statement of something I've never read from a president before, they all found themselves joined together with the president against Steve Bannon. I think Bannon has reaped what he has sowed all these years. He has created an incredible number of enemies. And now we're watching the dumpster fire.
Larry, there's a piece in the Washington Post I found very interesting, and part of it says, there's a paragraph here that says, it remains unclear whether Trump will exile Bannon indefinitely. The president often likes to cast characters out and then bring them back in, and frequently maintains contact with those he has fired. Do you see this rift ever healing?
Mary, I mean, listen, I get what I read that piece too, and certainly, you know, Trump had a couple of things to say about Corey Lewandowski, had a couple of things to say about Pam Manafort. Even Jeff Sessions, who's still working for him as the Attorney General, he's been saying some critical things of him. But have you ever heard the president say the kind of things that he said in this statement? I don't know how you walk that back, nor should he, by the way. He said he was fired in that statement. He said that Bannon was leaking false information to the media to prop himself up. That's something that we've all believed. It's something that we've all talked about. It was through speculation. The president has now confirmed that. I don't know how you cozy back up to Breitbart. To Bannon. Good
right.
God.
I mean, we've seen, guys.
We haven't seen anything from the website yet. Bannon hasn't said anything, and no one at Breitbart has said anything.
Right, and what little Bannon said was that he's still loyal to the president. That was the very limited thing that he said yesterday in an answer to a phone call on his SiriusXM radio show. You've got a situation here where there are questions about the influence that Steve Bannon wields outside of that White House and that website that you once worked for, Breitbart, and how much influence it has. Don Jr. gleefully pointing out on Twitter yesterday that Breitbart's own comment section had completely turned against the website based on the president's statements yesterday. Do you think Bannon wields an influence that should worry Trump?
I don't think, first of all, I like Don Jr., but I think he got a little bit ahead of himself there. You can't really judge what's happening on a website or in our community based on the comments section. I think you would agree with that, Vince.
100%.
I listen, as long as Breitbart News Network is run by Steve Bannon. And as long as they get the traffic on social media, through social media and with direct links that they do, they're going to have influence. That's just how the media works. They do have influence because they're popular, because they have a voice. That's what Andrew wanted in the first place. However, as I think there's going to be some diminishing returns here. And I think that Bannon, if he continues down this path, he is preaching to a narrower and narrower and narrower audience. I had, you know, I had people that I know very well who have, you know, been very conflicted with me because I'm not a big fan of Steve Bannon. I have not been a huge fan of the direction of the website. And yet they love Breitbart and, you know, they're friends of mine. So they've been conflicted. And yesterday they were all sending me text messages saying, my God, this man and this website are dead to me. I don't think that's isolated. I think that this is what you're going to see over the next few months if Breitbart continues to be linked with Bannon.
Hmm. Well, Larry, thank you so much. I wish we had more time with
we
you.
We do, actually.
Oh, do we?
We got another segment with Larry coming right up.
We do have another segment with Larry coming up. I'm sorry, Larry.
But this is so good, we have to pay for it. It's 8:44 here on WML. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk with a special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing. Give the gift of health this holiday, a complete health and wellness assessment, including visits, diagnostics, screenings, and exams, all valued over $400 for just $125. Reach your goals of optimal health and wellness in 2018. Visit RoselleCare.com and click on Holiday Special to learn more and purchase. That's RoselleCare.com or call 703-698-7117.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend A Natural Approach to Knee and Hip Pain on Wednesday, January 10th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
8:45 now. More from Larry in a moment. But first, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. It's been an interesting morning. We started off with the blustery conditions and the snow, icy conditions. But you know what? For the main part, the main arteries seem to be okay. But still, you want to just take it easy. Caution as you head out and about because we will get that refreeze. It won't get above freezing today. 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown, still with the volume. Heading in and out of Annapolis, the crash had been 50 near Raoul Boulevard. That was cleared. South on 97 down to 50, starting to ease with the earlier crash gone. In the Brandywine area, Jackknife Tractor Trailer, southbound 301 near Dyson Road. One lane was getting by there. And a number of accidents that we've had this morning have really been single vehicle accidents. So don't be too confident, especially when you're making any of the exits to come off of any arteries, exit ramps, overpasses tend to refreeze first. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Strong winds and snow around this morning. Winter weather advisory in effect. 1 to 3 inches here in and around the district. Partly cloudy by this afternoon. Windy and cold, 28 degrees. Wind chill advisory tonight. Clear, windy, cold, 11 degrees. Windy with sunshine tomorrow at only 22. I'm meteorologist Ray Stager, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 24 degrees. Wind chill at 9, 8:46 on WMAL.
Do you want to sell your home fast and for top dollar? Then call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team will guarantee that if they don't sell it, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed. Go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
All right, we're talking with Larry O'Connor, host of The Larry O'Connor Show, right here on WMAL, weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. But he's also the former editor of Breitbart TV, which means he was a one-time colleague of Steve Bannon, who's in the news today. And Larry, you know, it's just fascinating to watch. You're not alone, by the way, among former Breitbart employees. A lot of them all coming out and saying some of the same thing right now, which is that, yeah, it was a long time coming.
Yeah, and it's funny, Vince, because we were, a lot of us were exchanging private Twitter messages and text messages. I mean, we've sort of been doing this for several years now as things pop up in the news. The day that Bannon joined the Trump campaign, it was remarkable. The kind of surreptitious messages we're all sending to each other. We have to do this under the radar because I don't think it's a secret. It's pretty legendary that when many of us left Breitbart, we had some non-disclosure agreements. And that's why I want to reemphasize that whatever I'm telling you and whatever observations I'm giving you are all based on my opinions from after I left the company. I'm not telling secrets about what happened when I worked there. I can tell you that one of my colleagues, when after Andrew's death, which was devastating and emotional for all of us, one of my colleagues at the time, after Steve had taken over, this is one inside story I'll tell you because it has nothing to do with the machinations of the company. A friend of mine who I worked with there said, this is awful. I've gone from working for the best guy in the world to working for the worst guy in the world. And so we all have these scars, emotional scars of working there. And as we saw this unfold yesterday, so many of us, Dana Lash, Ben Shapiro, others that I probably shouldn't name, but I know those two wouldn't mind me naming them. There was a little bit of Schadenfreude. There absolutely was. And sort of watching this go down because he had spent so much time coming after anyone that he just chose to focus his ammunition on, and it was incredibly destructive. And I think that much of the disunity you see in the conservative media community, such as it is, with so many of us sniping at each other over Trump's agenda, a lot of it is because of the disunity that Steve Bannon has sowed.
Larry, we've got 30 seconds.
How are we out of time already?
Okay, now we have 20. In 1 year from now...
McKay's arm is up in the air, isn't it?
It is now, so I can't ask my question. I hope you're happy.
No, go ahead, ask.
All right, very quickly. 1 year from now, where do you see Steve Bannon? Where do you see Breitbart?
I think he's out. I think that I hope that the powers that be and the Brain Trust and Larry Solov at Breitbart come to their senses and they say, I don't know what this guy is bringing us anymore. We need to move on and follow again in the tracks of the legacy of our great founder and a great man, Andrew Breitbart. That's what I hope. Whether it happens, who knows?
All right, Dr. O'Connor with the prescription. Thank you, Larry. Really appreciate it. 3 to 6 p.m. today. You got to hear more from him, a lot more from him, and he can wear into his own breaks there. Thanks, Larry. 8:50 on WMIL.
We all know the best time to buy something is in the off-season. Well, in the roofing industry, our off-season is winter, and January is the slowest month of the year. Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. While January isn't the best time of year to be a roofing contractor, it's a great time to be a roofing customer. This spring, we're going to be slammed, but I have to keep my installers busy in the winter, too. So if you call and schedule a free estimate right now, we're going to give you 50% off the price of material, plus no interest, no payments until 2019. We've installed over 30,000 roofs in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Our master technicians use only the best materials, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Don't wait. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. 50% off roofing materials and no interest, no payments till 2019.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
What is it that makes some technology so addictive? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent, and I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Some of our favorite tech isn't just built so we like it, but to make us feel like we need it. Everything from Facebook and Instagram to YouTube and Netflix. Our friends at Common Sense Media whipped up a list of the top tricks that keep you hooked and what you can do about it. Number one, autoplay. Before you know it, you're already watching the next video and the next and the next. Turn autoplay off so you don't get sucked in. Number two, push notifications. They pop up every time you get a like, a comment, or a retweet. Turn those off. Just check in on your posts when you want to. Lastly, variable rewards. Your feeds refresh all the time, not just every certain number of minutes, so you keep coming back for more. Again, don't hit refresh until you're ready. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What happens next? Rising inflation drops into the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. You can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. Call 855-858-5807 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now at 855-858-5807 and get a free gold IRA guide. Call 855-858-5807.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, it's Eric Stewart, and after 14 years at 7 a.m. on Sunday mornings, my show is moving to 8 a.m. starting January 7th, 2018. You'll still find me discussing all things real estate as Pointing You Home returns, your number one local real estate news source. Our new Senior Solutions Real Estate Show will follow, discussing how to age well and much, much more. Set your alarms, pick up your cup of coffee, and join me 8 a.m. Sunday mornings right here on WMAL.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
In financial times like these, we all want common sense investment advice from a reliable source. Hi, this is Greg Smith, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. You can get valuable insights on current market conditions and perspective on your own money and investments every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WMAL.
To reach Greg, call 866-758-9473 or log on to theWiseInvestorGroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
855 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, be safe everyone today. And a reminder, of course, even though you're on some of these main roads and they look cleared and all good and quiet, we might have some slick conditions because the road surface will vary. Bridges, ramps, overpasses tend to refreeze first. And we've had a number of accidents in those areas, on the exit ramps especially. Brandywine area, where I'm not seeing the roads completely clear. That's where we have a jackknife tractor trailer, southbound 301 right near Dyson Road. One lane gets by to the left. A very brief delay because of the light volume around the region, but something to watch for. And 270 adding southbound, still through Urbana and Hyattstown, a little bit on the brakes there. And then traffic released out of Clarksburg down to the Beltway. Update sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery and a free meter upgrade. Call the U.S. Medical Supply now. It's 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Strong winds and snow around this morning. Winter weather advisory in effect. 1 to 3 inches here in and around the district. Partly cloudy by this afternoon. Windy and cold, 28 degrees. Wind chill advisory tonight. Clear, windy, cold, 11 degrees. Windy with sunshine tomorrow at only 22. I'm meteorologist Ray Stager, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
It's 24 degrees in the nation's capital, but it feels like 9. 8:56 on WMAL.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. And for our half-year patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry, 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Locally owned Novec keeps the power delivery system in tip-top shape throughout the year. That ensures Novec customers enjoy dependable power. Novec holds the record for the most reliable electric service in the region and has for almost two decades. Novec also uses proven technology and round-the-clock response to maintain one of the highest utility customer satisfaction ratings in the nation. Novec, keeping you connected.
It's a new year, so you've got a fresh start at making life less stressful, starting with parking. This year, don't park. Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, you can get everywhere you need to go on time and without breaking the bank. Simply download the Spot Hero app, then search for a spot near your destination. Spot Hero will show you tons of options, then let you reserve and pay in advance. No more driving around just hoping and praying to find parking. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code EASY. That's promo code EASY.
At the Big Screen Store this holiday season, it's game on. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV, two for one, just $19.99.
Now that's a great price.
Whoa, a 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free.
Now that's big.
Plus, get comfortable this holiday with a huge assortment of theater seating and the latest in motion furniture, power headrests.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
So get your game on this holiday at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
All right, that's it. Coming up tomorrow, we got Secret Service agent Gary Burns going to join us with a new book and also whatever Virginia pulls out of its hat.
Literally.
Yeah, literally.
And you know that's not the end of it. It goes on.
There's
going to
be a hat full.
Speaking of droning on and on. Oh, Chris.
Well, the president has infuriated the press today again by saying, Mr. Kim, tear down that DMZ. See, you can't say stuff like that. He's provoking an animal in a cage. I've run out of time.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. Snow's wrapping up in and around D.C. with not much more than an inch in most spots, but it's drastically different if you get closer to the coast.
Where this storm's developed has been farther offshore, so the heaviest snow is actually closer to the coast in this case, which is a little bit different from what we normally see because usually those lows develop a little farther west and they hug the coast a little bit more.
Brian LaSorsa at the National Weather Service says the concern now becomes wind gusts blowing that snow around along with temperatures that are going to plunge even further. There could be over 6 inches headed to the eastern shore in Delmarva Peninsula. Charlie Gishler with Maryland State Highways.
Those very cold pavement temperatures in the teens in some locations and a lot of open areas and the wind blowing the snow back on the roadway, it's going to be a constant patrol for any icy spots.
He says a lot of the pre-treatment left over from the New Year's Eve storm is getting the job done around D.C. Airports around D.C. are up and running, but if you're headed up the East Coast, chances are you'll run into some delays or cancellations. The usual advice applies. Check with your carrier. A court ruling yesterday means the drawing to choose the winner of Virginia's tied 94th House District race will happen today as planned.
Republican delegate David Yancey's name will go in one film canister. Democratic challenger Shelley Simon's name in another. The canisters will be put in a glass bowl. Whoever's name is drawn will win the race, according to chair of the Virginia Board of Elections, James Alcorn.
This tradition goes back a very long time. In fact, ties have occurred in elections since the first election.
Virginia law allows the loser of a drawing for a tie to ask for a recount, but it's unclear
whether or not that applies when the drawing for a tie is happening after a recount has already occurred.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And it's still not clear if the winner will be seated in time for the start of the General Assembly on January 10th. Republicans currently hold a 50-49 advantage. A lawsuit alleges a fake doctor delivered babies and examined women without a medical license for years.
So how did an alleged phony OBGYN practice medicine for years at Prince George's County Hospital Center?
When he went to get his medical license from the state of Maryland, we have it on information and belief that he utilized a false residency card, a false Social Security number, and a false Nigerian passport.
Jonathan Shakur, attorney for the plaintiffs on WMAL's The Larry O'Connor Show, says nearly 250 women have come forward about the man they call Dr. Okoda. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
An attorney for President Trump is now threatening legal action against Steve Bannon over what the lawyer calls disparaging and defamatory statements. Bannon calls a meeting in 2016 between Trump campaign officials and a Russian lawyer treasonous. That perked up the ears ears of Virginia Senator Mark Warner, who sits on the Senate Intelligence Committee.
I think Mr. Bannon should testify either before us or before Mr. Mueller. Clearly, if he's going to make these kind of allegations, I'd like to know under what basis.
The White House calls Bannon's claims false and outrageous. More and more people tuned out the NFL this past season.
Viewership for NBC Sunday Night, ESPN's Monday Night, and the shared Thursday Night football package between NBC, CBS, NFL Network, and Amazon all declined for the second straight season, according to Sports Business Daily. While numbers from USA Today show the NFL's regular season ratings overall were down about 10% from a year ago after an 8% decline in 2016. Protests during the national anthem may have turned away some fans, but the network's big matchups often failed to provide close games, and a string of high-profile injuries sidelined some of football's biggest stars. Joe Ramsey, WMAL, and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 24,923, the NASDAQ at 70,65. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
It makes perfect sense.
In breaking news, the inside.